And despite yesterday's attack against Spanish troops, that country's prime minister promised today that 1,000 Spanish soldiers will stay in Iraq. Jose Maria Aznar tried to persuade opposition leaders and many Spanish citizens who want the troops to come home. Reporter Jerome Sokolowski is in Madrid.
In his televised speech to the nation, the prime minister said Spain is engaged in an epic battle against terrorist fanaticism.
El odio fanático que ha acompañado esta nueva atrocidad.
The fanatical hatred which accompanied this new atrocity has given us inconceivable images, which we should never forget, the prime minister said. Aznar was referring to the horrific photos splashed across the pages of nearly every Sunday newspaper. The photos showed Iraqi youths kicking and stomping on the bodies of the victims on a roadside near Baghdad. But in an echo of President Bush, the prime minister urged Spaniards to stand firm. He said Spain belongs to a group of free nations fighting to preserve life and liberty.
Estamos donde tenemos que estar, y no abandonaremos a su suerte a las víctimas de aquí y de allí.
We are where we ought to be, and we won't abandon the victims to their fate, he said. Aznar said terrorism must be confronted head-on, whether the victims are in New York, Istanbul, or Baghdad. But after the attack on the Italian forces and the bombings against the UN and the Red Cross, many Spaniards had expected their contingent would be next. So when Madrid resident Daniel Baun went to buy the Sunday paper at his local gas station, what he saw on the front page didn't faze him.
Mi postura sería que debería retirarlos, pero no por lo que ha pasado, sino porque no debería haber ido nunca.
My opinion is that they should be brought back, not because of what happened, but because they shouldn't have gone there in the first place, he said. Baun is like the overwhelming majority of Spaniards who oppose the war in Iraq. A survey published several days ago by the Royal Elcano Institute in Madrid found that 85% still thought the war wasn't worth fighting. Still, what surprised Baun was that the victims weren't ordinary soldiers, but military personnel working for the Spanish National Intelligence Agency. Perhaps he shouldn't have been so surprised, since another intelligence agent was gunned down in Baghdad last month. Opposition leaders also want to know why so many intelligence agents are serving in Iraq. The Socialist Party chairman, José Luis Rodríguez Zapatero, repeated today that the troops must come home soon. But he also said the nation should now join together in sympathy for the victims' families. At an Air Force base outside Madrid this evening, the chaplain read a blessing as the 7 coffins draped in Spanish flags were taken off a military transport. Spain is in mourning, and the real debate over its role in Iraq after this attack has yet to begin. For NPR News, this is Jerome Sokolowski in Madrid.